It has been suggested that there are two ways of approaching life. One is either a planner or a pilgrim. Planners like to have complete control over their lives. With clear goals, they plan each stage of their lives day by day and year by year. The calendar and the clock are the rule of their lives. They have carefully examined what society considers success, and they spend most of their time trying to match or beat the lifestyle and values of everyone else. Life for them is a great contest to see who wins, which usually means having the most stuff, often failing to achieve such high hopes and goals, and having failed to learn to use the word enough, they end up disappointed and very much alone, like the man in last Sunday's gospel who's talking to himself all the time because there's no one else to talk to about what he should do with all of his stuff, and then all of a sudden, he's gone. Now, on the other hand, there's the pilgrim who accepts life as a gift that continues to unfold as it's lived, knowing that no matter how hard they may try, they know that they're never going to have complete control over what happens in life because, as we all know, at least in my case, life is just one constant surprise after another. Surprises and disappointments for these kinds of people never get them down because they see these things as opportunities for growth. And unlike the planner, the pilgrim never feels entirely comfortable or at ease with the values of society. There's always a sense that there's got to be something more important, something deeper, something more real, or something more lasting. Planners refuse to live by faith, while pilgrims see no other way of knowing, because life is full of risks, confusion, and oftentimes troubles. The pilgrims simply put themselves in the hands of God, and they open themselves to God's protection, always celebrating the present moment because they know that it's only there for that moment and it ought not be wasted. There is about the pilgrim a spirit of joy, and that joy springs out of hope. And this hope is not just a wish that everything might turn out in the end okay. This hope is a way of seeing and believing that the hand of God is to be found in every moment and every experience of life. This is the kind of hope that nurtures real joy, a joy that's divine, a joy that springs from the very deepest convictions that we live in God. We live by God, and we live for God. In that beautiful second reading today, Abraham is the center of attention, and I always think he's the greatest example of the pilgrim in life. In him, there's no planning, there's no scheming, there's no controlling. At the very word of God, he got up, left home and people, and set out for a land God promised to show him. He went into the unknown, and the only compass he had was faith. Friends, we are Abraham's descendants, inspired by that faith. Every day for us, if we're honest about it, is a journey into the unknown. We have no idea what is going to happen to us next, but in spite of failures and frustrations in the past, we keep going, homesick always for a place where our hopes will be realized and where our life will begin, not end. We should not forget that Abraham died without ever seeing God. Abraham died without ever seeing that land for which he longed and for which he journeyed. Because, I think, it's not here. Yet, like Abraham, we travel in faith and die in hope. For those of us who choose to be pilgrims rather than planners, we gather in this place to proclaim with joy this gospel of hope, together as members of a believing community. The faith that we share together can support us when our own faith does not measure up, which is why we must be here, even when we don't feel like it, or feel too good about ourselves, or even, for that matter, feel too good about God. Like the servant Jesus talks about today, we remain faithful, faithful to God, and faithful to one another. The real test of faith is how we face setbacks and failures, and whether or not they make us cry in discouragement or laugh in joyful hope. This, in the end, is the way we will stay prepared, living in the present moment, true to one's duty and one's responsibility. Let us pray.